Good evening. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Across the region, it's a cool evening with clear skies over Jerusalem and Tel Aviv. Haifa is experiencing a gentle breeze, making it a pleasant night for a stroll. Here are today's headlines. First, the Jerusalem Post reports that the IDF has begun precise strikes against Hezbollah in southern Lebanon. This follows an evacuation warning issued to civilians in the targeted areas, the first such warning since June. Also, Walla reveals that the IDF accuses Hezbollah of violating the ceasefire. An evacuation notice was urgently issued to residents of the village of Al-Mansouri. Also this hour, Mariv states an IDF official has countered claims of a shortage of interceptors, asserting that both the U.S. and Israel have enough armament for defense. Separately, I-24 News shares that Prime Minister Netanyahu met with new IDF recruits, encouraging them by saying, "Tell your parents, we will support you." And finally, from JTA, Donovan McKinney, who pledged to end Israel aid, has defeated a pro-Israel incumbent in the Michigan House race. McKinney links his district's concerns to military funds sent abroad. Here's what people are saying online. Al Arabiya English, posting just minutes ago, highlights the ongoing tension in the region. Belaz News, a monitoring service, reported that Israel's defense minister has ordered no reduction in troop levels along the Gaza border. This decision aims to maintain security for residents. Ynet Global posted earlier today about Abdul El Sayed winning the Michigan Senate primary. El Sayed, a vocal critic of Israel, has previously accused it of committing genocide. Let's go deeper, starting with the strikes in southern Lebanon. According to the Jerusalem Post, the IDF's precise strikes come after issuing an evacuation warning to civilians. This action marks a significant escalation, given the prior warnings were last issued in June. The strikes could potentially heighten tensions further along the Israel-Lebanon border. Turning to the ceasefire violations, Walla reports that the IDF's evacuation directive to Al-Mansouri residents was delivered in Arabic, underscoring the urgency of the situation. The IDF's accusation against Hezbollah for violating the ceasefire suggests a fragile peace in the region. The situation remains tense and could impact diplomatic efforts for stability. Meanwhile, an IDF official spoke to Mariv, addressing concerns over interceptor shortages. The official dismissed claims made earlier, emphasizing that both the U.S. and IDF possess ample defense capabilities. This reassurance could influence public perception and boost confidence in military preparedness. Separately, the meeting between Netanyahu and IDF recruits, covered by I-24 News, reflects ongoing support for military personnel. Netanyahu's encouragement aims to bolster morale amid current regional tensions. This engagement emphasizes the government's commitment to its troops during uncertain times. Finally, Donovan McKinney's victory in Michigan, reported by JTA, signals a shift in U.S. politics. McKinney's stance on Israel aid may influence future policy discussions, particularly concerning military funding abroad. His win could inspire similar political movements across the U.S. Turning to business and markets. First, CTEC reports an Ohio office building, bought for $17 million, was sold for just $2 million. This highlights growing concerns over Israeli real estate investments in the U.S., as investors face challenges. Separately, Israel Hayom Business describes a crowd of 1,500 people at a mall in Rishon LeZion. The opening of a new Xiaomi branch drew hundreds eager for special promotions on smart products. And finally, Mariv Business reveals surprising data on Israel's trade with Turkey. Agriculture Minister Avi Dichter notes a halt in tomato imports, boosting local growers and impacting trade relations. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 7 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.